We are super pumped today because we are going to explore really important and fun things to learn so that when you grow up, you already know how to do them. So that when you grow up, you know how to take care of yourself, you know how to organize your finances, you know how to fix things when they go wrong. So we're going to look at stuff that grown-ups have to do or should know how to do in order to keep order in their lives and take care of their families. And guess what? These things are not boring. In fact, they're things that just might light your heart on fire and become a passion of yours. So let's get started. The first thing that we kids should start to learn with the help of our parents is cooking. We all need to eat to survive, right? Well, nowadays, there are even some really great reality chef cooking shows where the kids are the chefs. And in these shows, the kids' chefs either create culinary masterpieces and then the judges decide whose cooking is the tastiest, or the kids have to use only the ingredients they are given in a box to come up with a delicious original recipe. Some talented kids for sure. So why not make cooking fun when you're trying to learn how to cook? Try having a chef cook-off between your brothers or sisters and have your parents judge, or maybe you could even go up against your parents. It's a great way to spend time with your family, learn how to cook, and have fun. Now, of course, you will need your parents to help you with this at first, especially if you're a little bit younger or it's your first time cooking. Now, if you're really young, you can be the sous chef or the assistant, and you might help out by setting the table or squeezing lemons or using the salad spinner. That one's my favorite. You might help out by sprinkling the spices, stirring, and licking the spoon, of course. Now, if you're older, then you can start to read the recipes and follow the directions. You can pour the liquids and follow the steps. You can use the mixer, help with slicing veggies with mom and dad's assistance, of course. There's so many little jobs that you can help out with when learning how to cook, and eventually you will be able to follow a whole recipe by yourself and never go hungry when you move out of your parents' house. Trust me. It's a win-win learning this cooking thing. Now, the next thing that is really important to learn at a young age is laundry. I know you're thinking, great, I'm shutting this podcast off. She's telling me to learn laundry, but stick with me here. Why do we need to learn how to do laundry as a young kid? Well, if you don't learn, then when you move out, you might shrink all of your clothes and then, well, what would you wear? You would have to walk around naked if everything was shrunk, if you know what I mean. So yes, we absolutely need to know how to do laundry so we don't run around naked and we don't have those wrinkly clothes. So start with organizing your clothes into similar colors. Get mom or dad to show you how much detergent and softener to put in. Now, once they are in the dryer, another important thing is to learn how to fold. So get mom and dad to show you so it helps to organize you and keeps your clothes from getting wrinkly. One thing that I've always wondered about is why do adults worry and care so much about wrinkly clothes? They're clean, right? I still haven't figured that one out. A fun game you could do with laundry is, well, laundry basket racing, of course, a folding race, and pile your laundry and jump in it. And then fold it. All right, moving down the list. Anytime your dad or your mom has to fix something, watch them. Watch them and see what they do to figure it out. Do they follow directions? Do they just randomly try things? Do they start and stop? Do they ever finish? And then offer to help them. If you do this, this is big. Number one, it will get you in their good books. And maybe you can use it for bribing them later, if you know what I mean. Second, you will learn so much about figuring things out and problem solving. So it's so important to know the skills to figure things out and do this by watching your parents do the tasks around the house, like fixing a leaky faucet or changing a tire, etc. All those things. And then how that will help you to know how to figure things out when something goes wrong? Well, it's because you watched them. You've learned from the best of them. I had a friend that his son helped him actually fix a washer and dryer, and the son now knows how to do it, and he can even do some electrician stuff. So he helps with wiring and stuff, and he's only in grade 9. It's quite amazing. Of course, his dad absolutely helps him to make sure it's safe. Now, a fun thing to do with your dad or mom or siblings is to try to have a competition using certain tools without instructions to build something, and then get your grandparents to judge. We once had a boxcar challenge between my brothers and I where we had to figure out how to build the coolest car out of tools and supplies that my parents gave us. I bet you can guess who won. Yep, me. Actually, it wasn't me. I'm just telling a joke there. It was my brother, but I came in second, so that counts for something, right? And it was a ton of fun, and I now know how to make the coolest boxcars. The last thing on the list of really necessary and cool things to learn about adult stuff as a kid is money. In fact, we have a podcast on money and finances that goes deep into exactly how to learn about finances that you should definitely check out. Ask your parents to set up a bank account for you and give you a budget template that you can fill out each month. Watch and spend time with your parents as they go through their own budget. A budget is taking the total amount of money that you make and then noticing what you spend. You would write it all down so that you know how much money you have and then how much money you're spending and how much you have left over. This is so necessary to learn so that you don't go broke when you're an adult. A neat idea to do with your family is to set up jars. Set up 3 jars for each kid. Have 1 for spending, 1 for saving, and 1 for donating to a charity of your choice. And it teaches you all about the importance of saving your money, of spending your money on things that you really want, and earning money, but then also giving to those people in need. Now, I know that kids just need time to be kids too. That is a must for sure. And guess what? Being a kid also means helping out sometimes and learning about how to be a more knowledgeable person through learning chores and through learning how to do things for ourselves and through learning how to problem solve and figure things out. However, it is so important to find ways to learn while also having fun. So I invite you to try one of these ideas that we talked about today in our podcast sometime with your family, and you just might be amazed at how fun they are and how much you learned.